President Obama and Attorney General Eric Holder have a lot in common, and they socialize outside the office. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports that this friendly relationship can create some complications and, in fact, is drawing some criticism.
At his confirmation hearing last year, Eric Holder promised he'd pay special attention to the Attorney General's unique role.
I understand that the Attorney General is different from every other cabinet officer. Though I am a part of the president's team, I am not a part of the president's team in the way that any other cabinet officer is. I have a special and unique responsibility. There has to be a distance between me and the president.
Holder grew close to Obama during the campaign. Since then, they've shared family dinners, celebrated the First Lady's birthday, and sat together at the Kennedy Center. A tight relationship between an attorney general and his president isn't unprecedented. President Kennedy picked his brother, Bobby, to be the nation's top law enforcement officer. And close ties between President Bush and his attorney general, Alberto Gonzalez, fueled accusations the Justice Department had become too political. Holder came into office vowing to change that dynamic. Robert Rabin worked in the Justice Department during the Clinton years.
The relationship is formed in one of politics and sometimes friendship. And then immediately upon confirmation, it's important that there be structural and actual separation of power and decision-making.
Washington lawyers say it's naive to think there can be a complete break between the Justice Department and the White House. Here's Robert Driscoll, a Republican who served in the Bush administration.
The Justice Department is never going to be fully independent of the White House. It's an executive branch agency, and all the senior level officials there serve at the pleasure of the president.
Just how close Holder's Justice Department and Mr. Obama's White House have become is the subject of wide speculation. Lawyers in and outside the department say the White House sometimes knows days or weeks ahead of time when controversial cases will be filed. And White House lawyers have reviewed court briefs on health care and gay rights. Other White House officials have tried to delay announcements of Justice Department moves that might prove politically distracting. This week, Republican senators flagged White House rhetoric on the controversial Arizona immigration law that they say was designed to influence the Justice Department case. Here's Driscoll, who's involved in the issue because he defends an Arizona sheriff accused of going too far against illegal immigrants.
It certainly appeared that the White House came up with the result first, and the Justice Department was directed to come up with the rationale for the results second.
The Justice Department's investigation of BP for its role in the Gulf oil spill is also coming under fire. Such investigations are usually kept under wraps because of ethics rules. But Holder took the rare step of announcing he'd launched a probe of BP at a time when polls said the administration wasn't doing enough about the gusher.
If we find evidence of illegal behavior, we will be extremely forceful in our response.
Holder makes no apologies about the investigation or for attending a White House meeting about financial concessions from BP. Perhaps the most sensitive issue between the White House and Justice is where to try the five men accused of igniting the September 11th attacks. Holder decided last year the men should go to New York for a civilian trial, but the White House reversed the decision, and it hasn't announced a new venue. The Attorney General recently denied reports that political sensitivity was adding to the delay.
No decision has been made with regard to where the trials will be held, but the conversations that we are having are ongoing, and the political thing that you mentioned, the fact of the elections, is not a part of the conversations at all.
The White House says the contacts are appropriate and that it respects the Justice Department's boundaries. The Justice Department says it controls the timing on law enforcement cases. The gentle tug of war could remain gentle for some time. Two factors could shake up the relationship, though. First is if Republicans take over the U.S. House in November's elections, touching off more congressional oversight. And the second is if a cabinet official or a White House staffer becomes the target of a Justice Department investigation. For now, Rabin has a word of advice for the president and his occasional dinner partner, Holder.
I think it's crucial that they always get separate checks.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.